Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Free to return to that emo rap. Ain't no kilo stash. Augustus' son had to reload that. Daddy gone, but his legacy strong. How do you figure? I too thought I'd be dead. All things considered, but I'm living. Thriving and growing. Fighting opponents that I'm with it. Striving to know who died for the lowest. Don't you get it? The industry hope is trying to control us. I ain't with it. I got me a goal that's highly explosive. No.
Listen, bro, there's not 32 guys better than me. Put it like that. So you're asking me, like, bro, I'm not 32.
Can't see that I'm winning, it's harder to watch. I'm setting the stage, you should give me my props. You ain't got a soul, you lacking the spirit. You talk out your neck. Yeah, that's me.
This is something that I never saw before. I grew up in the hood. So, you know, me coming to college and seeing girls driving Benzes to school, and I'm like, what? Like your parents are doctors and lawyers.
A lot of affluence in at HBCUs.
Absolutely. But you know, you don't see it if you're from the hood in your everyday basis. So when you get to see it and you get to see how they're living, you're like, wow, I can do this. It gave me motivation to know that I can graduate school, because when we had our first, like, school meeting, the president said, look to your right, look to your left. These people will not be here with you when you graduate. And I said, I'm graduating this school. Yeah, so I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna be here and I'm gonna walk across that stage.
I swear the line was around the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should have known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty, I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, we need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her. She's a boss. Yeah, you can just tell when she talks.
You ladies look amazing today.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you know, I decided to not wear makeup. I'm going on a no makeup for probably a couple of weeks, you know.
A hiatus.
It's like the glow show.
And you look good, too.
I'm just, honestly, my face just didn't feel like putting on no makeup. It feels so good, though. It just feels good to just throw on some comfortable clothes. And by the way, I'm wearing House of Athletes. So comfortable. The material is amazing.
Thank you.
I love your freckles.
Thank you.
Like, that's a natural, like...
It's a fresh face. That's how
it feels. It feels so good, though. It definitely does. I don't have to scrub the makeup off my face. I mean, ugh.
It's freeing. Well, I know you don't normally wear makeup. I don't normally wear makeup day to day, only for the show. You know what I mean? When I get all dressed up and date night, obviously. But so it's freeing.
I feel like my husband doesn't even like makeup. When I wear it, he's like, can you take some off?
That's how Chad is.
Oh, I like it. He's like, when I met you, you ain't having no makeup. I'm like, that was 20 years ago. Like, I need some makeup now.
I think men really don't care about makeup. They like,
don't. We do it for the girls. The looks, the makeup.
All of it, the outfits.
I feel like men don't care about a lot of things that we care about. I don't feel like they care about stretch marks, big bellies. I feel like we place such big emphasis on things that really don't even matter.
We impressing each other at the end of the day, and it shouldn't be like that.
Now, I'm at a point where I don't give a damn now. It's just like you take it or leave it. The belly and all, the stretch marks, everything.
Sherelle, you are my whole baby. Like, I love you.
Quarantine did that to me, to where I was just like, let me dress up for myself at the house since we're not going anywhere. No makeup, with the mask, you know, I didn't want to start breaking out. So
yeah. I feel
feel like I dress up for y'all. I tell Kiaf all the time, I wear this for you, girl. I wear these sneakers for you, girl. Yeah, I try to do it for y'all. Y'all are inspiration, so y'all are so good. The looks, y'all be coming with the looks. So I try to like.
It's key with this Letterman jacket for me.
Oh, thank you. You know, my HBCU, Hampton, my home by the sea. Asia, I'm missing you today because, you know, we went to HBCUs and we represent so well. Howard, I'm going to even give Howard a shout out because I know
the
other
H. I hear that's a thing, right?
We are the real HU, though. This is the real HU. Yes, so we have this little battle where I'm back and forth with our rivalries.
So let me ask you, what was the determining factor? Like, why did you decide to go to the HBCU?
I wanted to go to UCLA. I got accepted, and my mom said, no, it's too far. I was like, okay, mom. So I wanted to go to Florida A&M. And at the time, I had a boyfriend in high school, and he went there. And my mom said, absolutely not. You're not following that boy to school. And I'm like, mom, I'm not following him. I just want to go to Florida because it's hot and they got a good business program. She was not having any of that. She said, no, you can go anywhere else, Florida on
okay,
up.
Mom, I'm not mad at mom.
So my brother and my sister went to Hampton. So I said, you know what? Let me keep this legacy going. And she told me she would buy me a car if I went to Hampton.
Okay, in that part.
And she didn't buy me no car.
She got you.
She did not buy me no car.
So she made you leave your boyfriend and she didn't buy you a car, but you got your Howard Letterman jacket on, though.
I know.
There you go.
Got my Letterman, you know.
You represent well.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. But what about the jacket, though? I'm going to need this jacket. What is this jacket? I need one.
I love my jacket. It's my Letterman jacket, and it's from Legacy History Pride. And I met this young man online.
Wait, tell the people.
This jacket is from Legacy History Pride. You can find them online. And they have an amazing array of collections from HBCUs. The quality is amazing. And I'm just so happy to be able to support this young Black man that went to, I'm not going to say what school he went to. No, he went to HU, the other HU, Howard. But no, he makes some dope pieces.
Okay, well,
I'm happy
to support
him.
I hope I can get a Tuskegee one.
I hope that he has it. I know he has licensing deals with a few colleges, so I hope to see
you. I'm just
going to
go ahead and pretend FAMU and BCC. And then just put a pin for UC.
I'm trying to go to homecoming. Let's go.
We're going, y'all.
Yeah. I think there's something.
Can we make that happen? Why are you asking me? We can make
and
that
Brandon.
Happen.
Brandon. We're going to talk to Brandon.
We're going to bring the boys, too.
We can make that happen.
Yes.
We will make that happen.
I think Will Packer is actually opening up an amphitheater that he's put money into at Florida A&M.
You know, I know it's not hometown.
It's okay. It's all HBCU love.
But we might need to do a road trip.
We should.
I'm okay.
Listen, who's on the field trip crew? Because we got some field trips we got to take.
Y'all ain't taking no damn field trip until I drop this load. That's what y'all ain't going to do.
We ain't going to leave you, baby. We ain't going to leave you. I promise.
Y'all know I can't travel. No, I can't travel. I'm about to drop. Y'all know how to deliver?
Okay. We'll wait for you.
I'm actually talking to my daughter, who's a junior now in high school, about what her options are. And I've definitely mentioned a few HBCUs to her.
And how did she feel? Is she leaning towards that or the other way?
You know what? She's more open to really just learning. And we're starting to get more of an education on where are the HBCUs? Who are the HBCUs? You hear about Morehouse, Spelman, your Hamptons and your Howards, right? Now we're starting to learn more. Yeah, there's Bethune-Cookman's, there's Winston-Salem's, and so forth and so forth. And so now we're getting athletes that are now transitioning and being vocal, these top prospects that are like, I'm going to go to HBCU instead of a whatever big
PWI.
Name.
My daughter told me that she was going to HBCU. Wow. She was like, Mom, I'm going to Howard. She wants to go to Howard. And I'm like, okay, girl, let's get it. Her grades are good. You know, she's all about it. She mentioned FAMU. That's all she talks about. And I'm for it because I was supposed to I had a full track scholarship to Alabama A&M, Alabama State. But, you know, everybody knows my story. I got pregnant and decided to go to the military. So I would love for her to go and put it. We put that money into those HBCU colleges.
And I think that's a big factor that people don't give back to these HBCUs like they give to these PWIs. And that's a big factor in why they're not so known or why people don't want to go, because it's kind of
some people like look at it and like, what? You went to a black school? Yes, I did. Absolutely. And I'm so proud that I went to a black
Beyonce
school.
Beyonce is, she's her and Peloton have partnered together because yes. I do my Peloton like every other day. We're like a couple times a week. But yeah, Beyonce is giving back to HBCUs now. So she's like trying to put them on.
Yes, I'm happy that it's like acceptable now that it's in trend to be at a black school.
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, she also was, she's giving out 40 million here, 30 million, you get 20, you get 30, you get 40 million. She's, I think she's as at about $4.2 billion specifically to education.
So growing up in Florida, I knew about Bethune-Cookman and FAMU. So my mom went to University of Michigan. And so for me growing up, that's what I knew. And there's not a lot of HBCUs up north. So for me, the decision.
Lincoln.
I don't know.
Is that one in Delaware too?
Yeah, they have one from Salem.
See, I think up north is you don't have that. We were exposed down south. Like we used to go to the Magic City Classic as a child.
Now, I was going to the Magic City Classic every year.
Albany and Fort Valley. I was at all that. So I knew in my head I was going to HBCU.
But well, I say all that to say this. When I was in college, when I was in high school, the Classic was always where I wanted to be because I wanted to be at the homecoming and the party. And I thought it was the cool thing to do, which was to go to an HBCU. Not only was it cool, but to me, I wanted to be around my people. But there came a decision where I had to decide what I actually wanted to go to school for, and the HBCUs did not have what I wanted to go to school for. So I didn't even have the option to go there at the time when I decided to go to UCF. There was only two colleges in the state of Florida that had it, and I could only go to college in Florida because I had a scholarship. And my mom had paid, she had paid for Florida Bright Futures, where you save up and you pre, and then I got a scholarship that was only in the state of Florida. So for me, it was very limited, but there was only two schools that had my degree, which was forensic psychology. The school that I ended up going to didn't even have the degree that I wanted. I ended up having to tailor make it at the school, and then they developed it afterwards because it just was fresh. It was new. Like forensic psychology hadn't been around for that long. So for me, it was I was limited and I had to make a decision based on education.
And then look at you now. Are you using the degree that you went to school
I am.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Oh. Listen, I was the first behavioral forensic psychologist in Orange County in Orlando, Florida. They created an entire job for me at Lakeside Behavioral Healthcare. And then, so it's also in mental health. So I have I don't know, y'all want to hear my degrees, but I have a degree in criminal justice and I double degreed. So I have a degree in psychology as well.
Brandon can't tell you.
Yes, I'm certified in a bunch of stuff, but I had to put it all together in order to make the degree that I wanted.
See, I'm not using none of my degrees. I just went a whole different route.
And that happens.
But that's okay. You still got the experience.
That's right.
You still have the education.
And that's what I love going to a black school. That it was us. I didn't have to worry about going to another school, fitting in with nobody else. Like I had people, and you know, just because I'm black doesn't mean everybody grew up poor. You know, it was some people that went to Hampton that were, you know, absolutely they were rich. And I was like, this is amazing. Like this is something that I never saw before. I grew up in the hood. So, you know, me coming to college and seeing girls driving Benzes to school. And I'm like, what? Like your parents are doctors and lawyers.
A lot of affluence in at HBCU.
Absolutely. But you know, you don't see it if you're from the hood in your everyday basis. So when you get to see it and you get to see how they're living, you're like, wow, I can do this. It gave me motivation to know that I can graduate school. Because when we had our first, like, school meeting, the president said, look to your right, look to your left. These people will not be here with you when you graduate. And I looked, I said, I'm graduating this school. Yeah, so I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be here and I'm going to walk across that stage and I'm going to walk across the field because it was a field we could not walk across. It's so many traditions that we have at black schools.
So that's the thing for me. You said legacy, tradition. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the big things that made me really want to go to a HBCU. My parents went to North Carolina A&T, both of them. And I just it was a no-brainer for me. Like, I always knew that I was going to be going to an HBCU. It was no other option for me. Like, you know, maybe when I get my master's or whatever, grad school, I could go to another school. But undergrad, I'm definitely going to a HBCU. My mom is an AKA, my dad's an Alpha.
Which, like, is another form of legacy, too.
Absolutely. So these were things that, like, I just grew up on, like, that I just, it was already in me before I even started thinking about what school I wanted to go to. I just already knew I was going to an HBCU. And so I chose Tuskegee because they were the only HBCU with a veterinarian school. And I wanted to be a veterinarian. So I have an animal science degree from Tuskegee. But I just knew, just based off of how they raised me, how going back for homecoming every year, seeing those traditions and how everybody came back, you know, for homecoming and how, I mean,
it's just
there's
so much
nothing
pride
like it. The band, yeah. The music, the culture, you know, how they dress, just everything about it. Even my parents were taking me to, you know, parties and, you know, just cookouts. And it's just Black people stuff that you can't, that you can't get anywhere else. There might be other Black events going on, but there's nothing like going to a Black HBCU campus and that energy. There's nothing like it.
Okay, so I don't have a lot of, like, college pride when it comes to, like, you guys do. Like, I'm not, I do because Brandon and I met there and, you know, I graduated there and everything, but the amount of joy, like, yeah, genuine joy, that different. It is on a whole nother level. It makes me almost jealous. Like, I wish the alumni, I mean, we come back.
The alumni you from years back. And years yeah. and years. And you we hold on to that tradition. Yeah. Like, at my school, when I was there, we had only had 5 presidents. Yeah. My school was founded in 1881. And we have only had 5 presidents when I was there. That means they keep tradition. They hold tradition. They don't change. They hold on to what they are founded on.
Core values.
Okay, I agree with you. And I think that, like, I am lightweight jealous that I didn't go to an HBCU. No shade, no shade. University of Central Florida, no shade, no shade. I'm going to go get my doctorate. Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to bring I Am Athlete Woman podcast to Hampton University next year for homecoming. Okay. And we're going to have a party, too.
Let's do it. I'm there. I don't know if Asia's going to want to go to yours. So we might have to split the party.
I used to come to Howard.
Okay.
It's all love.
I'm just saying. We might have to split the party up. But so I say all that to say this. So I completely understand going to an HBCU. A part of me wishes I went there. But there's also a side of me that is happy that I went somewhere where I wasn't the majority. You know what I mean? And was able to be in an environment and be amongst people and excel and succeed in, you know, a predominantly white college. So there is that aspect for me personally, too. And Lex, you didn't go to HBCU.
No, not at all. I'm the freshman class of University of Arizona. So that's it. I met my husband at 19. And my wisdom comes from going traveling the world. But I was able academically to make it into college and thrive in my own way. And but I'm encouraging my ex was right out of high school. So it's just is what, you know, that's just our story. But, you know, Spike Lee has a great movie. It's called School Days. If you know, just if you're not familiar with the process. But I really encourage my daughter to give me whatever plan it is at 18 that she wants, whether it is the HBCU college or whether it's military or whether it's opening up a business. I'm at that place in myself where I'm just like, you know, whatever you want to do, I'm here to encourage it.
Yeah. As what, you should.
Trade like, school. There's so many
amazing
options.
Amazing parenting.
Because I went to school, but I did it online. So I have my degree from UMUC, but it's online. So I experienced both working while still going to school full time. And it was hard. But when we talk about school, it's not just what we put in, like what school you're going to. We have to teach them, okay, you're going to school. Make sure you be aware of your financial because it's not taught. Yeah. It's not taught the finances, the credit cards coming in. Don't go accept every credit card.
That's a big,
what did
that's
we do?
Huge.
Some of us do. Some of us, the first card come in, oh yeah, we got some money going, and we wasn't taught. And it's just, you got to break that generational curse of just
financial literacy.
Yeah, and I feel like going to an HBCU, some of my teachers, they really came to you and they would talk to you. Cause sometimes we'd go to DC and they'll be partying, teachers will be partying with us. And I'm like, oh, hey teacher, what you doing twerking with us? But, you know, but they would take us under their wing and they would talk to us. And one teacher, you know, let us know, like, listen, they're going to be giving y'all a lot of credit cards. Accept some. Don't go crazy with them. Don't blow it. Like, you know, they taught us so many things at school.
So I think I was, to piggyback off of that, I just feel like going to an HBCU, you know, I don't know how it is now. I think they're getting better. But, like, we didn't have the best of everything that the private white institutions have, right? So that was a part of it, going through the struggle. Like, I feel like I could make it anywhere because I went to my HBCU. And, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you need to struggle, but, like, I figured out how to make it off of the bare minimum because didn't have everything that these, you know, white colleges offer. You know what I mean? And so I learned so much.
Do you remember? I don't know. You're a lot younger than me. But registering for class was a struggle. Registering for class, we didn't have, the internet was brand new. So we had to stand in long lines, fill out forms, and you know.
These are experiences that really make you and mold you and help you. Like, you're not going to get those experiences anywhere else. And I really feel like that helped me with my financials. You know what I'm saying? Like, learning how to budget the little bit of money that I had. And
when you got those refund checks back,
all of that, all of those things, I think really.
We had some traditions at Hampton. It was called a panty raid. I don't know if y'all had them at y'all school.
What is it?
When we lived in a dorm, our freshman, I think you had to stay in a dorm. And it was, the boys would come and they would come to your dorm and they would try to get panties. So somebody gave us a hands up.
We had something similar.
Somebody gave us a hands up that the boys were on our way to do a panty raid. And I'm telling y'all, all the girls in our dorm, we got together and we did some nasty. So we put pads in our underwear and we put ketchup on them. And we were throwing it out the window at the boys as they came up. It was so much fun.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb-heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty-calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT. Savory breakfast burrito or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, hero.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active. Cash.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Oh, it was so good.
We had put like chocolate in there. It was just disgusting. Like, I just have so many fond memories of school. So much like when the Q's and the Alphas used to stomp on the yard.
The yard. Like, if you weren't on the yard, especially on Wednesdays, if you weren't on the yard, like, what are you doing? Like, I mean, it's like things like that you just can't.
Think about your first homecoming. Like, yeah. I didn't know what homecoming was. So when I went, I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah. But like, see, I grew up on that. Like, my parents was taking me to A&T's homecoming, like, since I was this big. So I was, like, ready. Like, I was, like, I had the whole attire, my outfit. Like, I was ready, you know? So, I mean, these are things that I can't wait to take my kids to. And, like, my husband didn't go to an HBCU, so I'm ready to take him to homecoming. You know,
and like, my husband didn't go to an HBCU, and now, guess what, y'all? What? Y'all want to be up in this mix. He want to coach. For HBCU. He does, yes, and I know.
And I take my hat off to Deion Sanders. Like, I love it. I love the fact that, you know, he's coaching at HBCU. And I feel like it's going to bring, now that they open up college, players can get paid. Yes. You don't have to, because I do feel like those colleges, the rich colleges, be paying under the table. Now,
Absolutely. Well, look at the athletes now. Now they can get paid for their likeness. So am I going to go to the NBA in a couple years? Let me just go to HBCU where I still have the development. I'm still going to be that face.
A lot of kids probably still won't go to HBCUs playing sports because they're not, I don't know the names of it, but they're not in them big divisions where they don't get noted. Yes, Division
that's
One.
Where, that's, so they don't I get feel like noted. That's where Deion is coming in at. Get because he has that connection, he has the pools, and he's making a way now for those colleges to get up to that level.
They're on ESPN now, which is media and the television. And
it comes down to the money. Them bowl games come
to
money.
We all got kids, and we're all gonna be putting our kids in. Well, I'm not gonna say we all, because college ain't for everybody all the time. But I'm a first generation. I'm not, because my mom graduated. But between my brother and my sister. My younger brother, older sister, I'm the only one that went to college, although their college was paid for by my mother. Mm. Paid for. Like, I didn't have, thank my mom and the Lord, I did not have student loans.
That's another one, too. Student loans are
but
real.
But now we are raising children, and the price is going up.
Thank God my kids get free rides. Them 12 years in that military paid off, honey.
So how are you, and I mean... Obviously for us, you know, resources, we are blessed to have resources, but is it something that you want your child to go through? The struggle of, you know, going to a college that you have to kind of put more effort and attention into getting your, you know, not financial aid, but classes and things like that. Or is it something that you want to just set
them up for?
It's definitely
something. I feel like my kids have had an easy ride in life. Oh, for sure. If I can give my kids anything that's going to challenge them, yes. I want them to be challenged in life because as I sit back now, I'm like, dang, I wish I wouldn't have gave my kids as much as I gave them now. You know, we all want to do more for our kids. We want to give them better than what we had. But sometimes they lack that basic drive and that hunger that we all had because we wanted more. Now my kids are like, what? We can't have a VIP tour at Disney? I'm like, what? Y'all like some little spoiled brats, you know, like. Yeah. You know, so yes, when they go to college, if they want to go to college, I want them to go to an HBCU because I want them to know what it's like to have to work hard to get something. Everything is not going to be handed to you in life.
I agree with that. But on another hand of it, we have been blessed to expose our children to so much that they're seeing things firsthand. Our children do travel a certain kind of way and they have seen so many countries and all that. So they have this different kind of wisdom and adaptation to the world. So like when you are, the whole point of going to college is to get a job, right? You know what I mean? And still have that communication, those communication skills, time management, whatever, whatever. We as parents, you know, we want the best for them. So like mine taking them traveling all over the world, they're getting the hands-on education that you can read in the book, but now they have those memories embedded. So I'm here to support them on
basically piggybacking off of both of you guys. As far as experiences, yes, we're, you know, exposing our kids to different things. So I'm not you know, my parents exposed me to going to HBCU. So that's all I was focused on, right? Yes. We're exposing our kids to different things, you know, more possibilities, traveling the world, seeing different things. But, and like you were saying, you know, you were, you know, saying that you were happy that you went to, you know, the school that you went to and you excelled in a predominantly white environment. And so what I would tell my kids is, you know, you've experienced different things, right? Mm-hmm. So the thing for me is the experience that you're going to get at an HBCU, you're not going to get anywhere else.
Yeah, I agree with that.
There's nothing that could compare. You're never going to be somewhere where you're around Black excellence, Black people, where you're not the minority. You are the majority. Yeah. You're around like people,
and teachers.
People that look like you, people who, who understand you on a different level. Nobody's going to understand me as a Black woman like another Black woman that comes from a home that looks like mine, that comes from a family that looks like mine. And there's nowhere else that you can get that experience. So for me, when I'm trying to, you know, talk to my kids about, you know, why an HBCU, that's what I'm going to tell them. I'm going to tell them that you've been exposed to all of this, but there's nowhere else that you can get this experience.
And you're not going to have no other parties like you have at a Black school,
and
baby
let
girl.
Let them experience the homecoming. My daughter, she goes with her grandmother every year to FAMU homecoming. She goes to the band, the Battle of the Bands, all that stuff. And that is what that's why she want to go to HBCU, because she see it. She feel that experience.
It's fun. That's fun. And then ain't no band like a HBCU band. And that drum line, the ladies, oh my goodness.
See Beyonce do it. Y'all see Beyonce do the band. My time at HBCU until when I look back and I say, yo, I got to experience some fly shit with people like me, like-minded. Come from, we understand situations. You know, sometimes when you talk to a white person, they don't understand. They like, why are you so mad that Becky called Bobby a nigger? I'm mad at that he called her a nigger. Like, what the like, you know, you're around like-minded people and you understand each other's struggles. And you know, sometimes, you know, white people just don't understand our struggles. They just really don't know. And you know, when you can go talk to your Black teacher and you could tell them like, and I'm not saying my mom or my family was on crack, but you know, you could go be like, yo, I might not make it I might not be able to enroll this semester because my mom on drugs, she messed up my money for school. Like, you know what I mean? And when you have somebody that could be like, oh, let me help you. You know, if you go to a big school like that, nobody gonna care about your problems.
Well, sorry, Bill.
Right? No, that's real. But I did not have that exposure. I didn't get the exposure, like I said, until high school, not even high school. I was in college probably when I actually really experienced and understood what HBCU was. At my school, I was never even on campus. Like, you can ask Brandon. He saw me my first day of school, first day, maybe the second day. And I was never on campus. I was in my books. I wasn't going to any events. I didn't.
He was just a little nerd.
I was such a nerd. Listen, he calls me his sexy nerd. Listen, I was an absolute nerd, but I did it for just the education. Like the
so
legacy.
So if you could go back, do you think you would have tried to maybe go to one, or do you think?
No, because the career path that I chose meant everything to me.
But what if a HBCU had that career path?
Oh, I would go. Definitely I would go. If they had my degree and the path that I wanted to, I would have went for sure. But it wasn't in my cards. And now as an adult and having children, now I want to do more research and understand what are the HBCUs and expose my children to that, because my mother's legacy was at, you know, University of Michigan. So to me, that's what I knew. You know what I mean?
Education is very crucial.
So y'all feel like education right now is overrated?
It is. A lot of the generation now, they're not even going to school. They're making money. They're being entrepreneurs now. And it's like, what is school? What is college?
Okay, I do think so school is important this. For doctors, lawyers,
absolutely, but engineers. So Brandon, like I said, when you were talking about, you know, other experiences, being able to educate your children, not just school, right? So Brandon's more on that side, and we all have these conversations all the time. And I'm more on like education is like everything to me because I was such a nerd.
But I got kids who are terrible test takers. And well, I know my kids, right? You know what
and
I mean?
So like me too, like Ziggy is like super creative and Brandon thinks that she's going to be, you know, on stage traveling the world. Six. So we started to have these conversations now. Now I agree. It is overrated because when I graduated with all my degrees and the GPA that I had, which was a 4.0. Anyway, shameless plug, listen, but I was making $8.25. Okay, so I do think that it is overrated, but I will say this. As Black women, no shade, but to be able to have something yours, education, to lean back on in this day and age and being married to a significant other that you don't necessarily have to depend on if you do not want to, I think it's important to be able to pull back and say, this can never be taken away from me.
I understand that, but I feel like you can get an education so many more ways now. Like, look at all Instagram. Social media has created a path for so many women now. Not just women, everybody, but I want to talk about women. For so many women to become business owners, to become CEOs.
And that's what a lot of people are
wanting to. And they don't need an education.
In high school, I feel like in my high school, I went to a predominantly Black high school. I don't know if that's why, but they didn't really educate us on like not going to college. It was either you're going to college or like you're gonna be, you know, like, you know, you're gonna have like a trade, but not anything like not entrepreneur, nothing like you're not gonna start your own business. And I think that's where the missing part is, the missing pieces. You know, it's like this, not either you're gonna go to college or you're just gonna do whatever. It's, you know,
I think it's shitty that kids have to go for 4 years, 4 to 6 years or 4 to 8 years, get in debt, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, come out and never make that much money.
And half of the time, don't even use a degree. I weighed out my options. I was in the military. I have a master's degree. I looked at my options. Okay, once I medically retire, am I going to use this degree and go make barely $100,000? Or am I going to be a business owner and make unlimited money? I don't want to see a cap of how much I want to make. Yeah. I don't want to do that. So it's definitely overrated. I don't use my degree.
And what I learned from marketing, I'm a marketing major. It was outdated by the time I started wanting to do social media. Had changed the way marketing was done.
And then you stressful as hell.
So what I learned is totally obsolete. But not saying that you shouldn't go to an HBCU.
But at the end of the day, listen, but at the end of the day, I think it's both. I don't think it has to be either or. Like, you can still go to school and get, or go to, and get experience. Like, you can go and get a different experience that, like, my sister and my brother who didn't go to college, they look at life a lot differently than I do. And it's not because of my degree. It's because of the experience I had in college.
I think a lot of kids don't also know how to get the money, how to get the scholarship money and the grants. We need more of that information out.
My mom was a teacher, and she was so amazing at that. Like, she made sure I stayed in contact with my counselor. She'd be like, go to your counselor early. Don't wait till they say, go now.
Start filling out. I went to school on an ROTC scholarship. So I don't have any loans. You know, I had a job right out of college. So,
which is a blessing.
Yeah, you know, that worked out for me.
But everybody's not lucky like that. You have some people who can't afford financial aid, barely can make it. They don't have scholarships. And it's like, do I go to college? And I don't know what, like, they don't have a plan. And I feel like in our homes, you have to make sure you have a plan for your kids.
So my mom, she was a teacher, but now she's a graduation coach. And, you know, I think, you know, that's what she finds joy in now, helping these kids prepare. You know, she's starting with, you know, as soon as they get to high school, ninth grade, they're preparing for, they're preparing, like, how do I get the money to go to college? Mm-hmm. Or how do I prepare to be a business owner? How do I prepare to be an entrepreneur? Like, if whatever your path is, the planning needs to start before 12th grade.
Exactly.
Well, it was the same for guys, too, because it was school, like, you're either going to do this or you're going to go play sports. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like the only successful careers were doctor, lawyer, or sports, or a rapper.
Tell us what this is. We didn't tell us.
That's a mixed berry parfait.
Mixed berry parfait.
What was your path to creating this goodness?
So I went to a culinary school. I went to school in Johnson & Wales University in North Miami. And I went there for 4 years. I graduated with an associate's degree in culinary arts and a bachelor's degree in food service management.
Food service management. See, there's so many options. Yes.
So when did you realize, like, when did you know? When did you know that food was your passion and that's something that you wanted to pursue?
I knew that before I graduated high school. It was a situation where I had a talk with my grandma, and she was just, you know, she was one of those people that was try to get you ahead. So, like, she thinks ahead. She doesn't, like, move.
Did she give you her cookbook?
I don't want her secrets. I don't want her secrets. Her secrets keep me going back home to visit her. It's worth going back home. You know, it's one of those things that, like, I'd rather her keep that, you know.
Now, what about when she transitioned, though? You don't want her recipe?
You got to get that cook. You got to get the recipe.
Oh, no, okay.
I got all my Big Mama recipes, honey. I was in that kind of collard green. She said, make sure you take the stems out. We don't want no stems in the greens, and we had to cut them up small. I had a green thumb, all the cuts in them. I got some good recipes.
See, that's your education,
too. Will you send your kids to school? And will it be an HBCU?
I would see what they want to do. Just based on what y'all were saying, I do strongly agree with the fact that you can be an entrepreneur and don't have to go to school. You know, social media kind of has pushed us to be successful in ways that, you know, we don't need school. I didn't necessarily need school to get to where I am today, you know, and establish the clientele that I have. I did that through social media. But that's one of the things that would really be important, just trying to find out where they want to.
What do you feel like you learned from school that helps you in your career now?
Consistency. We had 7 o'clock classes, and they were 6 hours long. So we had to be up at 7 a.m., you know, time management, cleanliness, sanitation, you know, showing up looking decent, you know, uniforms.
Especially,
ironing.
Yeah, because you're cooking for people. Yeah. You can't be showing up looking nasty.
Nails, clean nails, your nails, chef. Oh, you got on gloves. He always got on gloves.
Like, because I have FOMO, you know what that is? Fear of missing out. HBCU.
Oh.
So do you, I mean, I will.
We're going to Hampton, y'all.
Do you, especially now, right? Especially now with, you know, the state of our everything, like our life and, you know, what we've all been experiencing now with, like, the civil unrest and things like that. Do you have any guilt or any, like, jealousy of people that went to an HBCU and, like, the camaraderie and the pride and the legacy and all this stuff that?
I won't say guilt, but I do feel like I missed out on a side of college life that I didn't get to see where I went to school. The Greek life and stuff like that, that wasn't something that...
It didn't have that culinary.
Yeah, it
Forbes
wasn't.
Forbes did announce 4 Black new billionaires that did not go to college. Jay-Z, Tyler Perry, Rihanna, and...
yeah. Me.
And Kanye.
Oh, the other Kanye.
They didn't go to college, though. They did not go to college at all, so.
Yeah. No, well, you know.
You know, everyone has a path.
Everyone has a path. I don't knock anybody's path, because to each their own.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And your passion is your passion. My passion was my passion. That's and right. I didn't get to go to HBCU.
My passion is my passion. I learned in college, but I'm a damn successful business owner.
I swear the line was round the corner when she walked right in. High heels, short dress, he should have known right then. He walked over like, you the shorty I should be rocking. She told him, baby, I'm a job, you need to get clocked in. She next level, eyes full of pride, she won't settle. No breaks, so she hit the road, foot to the pedal. No days off, I mean, that's often offensive. She like the ball, like the park with the fences. Yeah, so her lifestyle get awfully expensive. She might dismiss it, but it's hard to resist her, cause she's a boss. Yeah, you can just tell when she talks. Shut the room down.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate.
Pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.